Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen, I'm not dipping.
Mike, I need you to do this.
I am not. That's a waste of food.
We were talking about
a waste of food.
The taste testies and how TikTok users have found this weird study from 2013 that says that mice could taste things with their testicles.
Well, you know what? Good for them.
So,
congratulations, Mises.
A TikTok user named Reagan decided to test it to see if his testicles could detect the amino acids in soy sauce.
Right.
And with over 800,000 comments and views, he claims he could taste the salt
through his testicles. Like,
you said balls.
Yeah. Yes.
So, but that's, you're talking about the scrotum, really. Like, look, he dipped his scrotum in soy sauce.
Yes, and claims he could taste
salt. Claims he could taste it through his scrotum.
Now, there are doctors, one in particular named Dr. Kieran Kennedy in Melbourne, Australia, that says this is not the case. Why is he the fun police? First of all, this is one of the first times I've ever been like, why don't I have balls?
Listen, guys.
Because I need to know this.
Guys do so much stuff, stupid stuff with their junk.
Stupid stuff.
I'm not talking about getting pierced and stuff. I mean, just like, oh, I wonder what this is going to feel like.
Yeah.
You know, and there you are, and you get the toothpaste, and you're brushing your teeth, and like, oh, this is squishy.
Fred Durst told me about a cantaloupe way back in the height of Limp Bizkit.
So I think we would have figured this out a very, very, very long time ago.
But maybe not. Maybe you weren't paying attention.
No, seriously. You know a lot. Okay, I don't want to single out a particular kind of person here, okay? You know
this
a lot
is
of
my favorite
listen,
conversation.
You know a lot of guys in the military.
I do.
Okay.
They put it everywhere.
They have sometimes they have a lot of downtime.
They do.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
They're tying their junk in knots.
Yep.
They're doing the old Max Lane chicken breast. Do you ever see him do that?
No,
you know,
yeah.
He pulls the scrotum up out of his pants.
Yeah, over, like the puppetry of the penis
dude. Right,
dudes.
Yeah. So you see, the guys are doing that.
Yeah.
Don't you think some guy was rubbing, you know, Betty Crocker frosting on his junk and said, hey, I can taste the vanilla. You know?
I don't know.
And he said, hey, doctor, you know, this smells like this because I was doing this and I could actually taste it. You know, we would have known a long time ago.
But maybe you weren't paying attention to it. Maybe you really can taste salt from soy sauce if you put your testicles in the soy sauce.
I'm not dipping my balls in anything. So enough.
Please, Mike.
All right.
I'm crying.
I had a great three-day weekend.
Please. I need to know.
I'm not,
have them, Mike.
Right,
do it
listen,
for me.
All right, listen.
I thought
listen,
we were friends.
I need
to know.
You're my sister.
Yeah.
I'll do anything for you.
Yeah, except that.
Do I have to shave them?
I don't know the answer.
It would make sense. I mean, we don't have hair in our tongues.
True.
So we probably would, it would facilitate the process by shaving and then dipping.
I don't know.
Is it just soy sauce?
According to all of these articles I'm reading online, they're saying yes. And now Asian food restaurants are wondering why so many people are coming in for the extra to-go packets of soy sauce. They're just leaving with that.
I'll tell you, they're perfect size.
Yeah.
They are. If you think about those little tiny cups, the plastic condiment cups, I mean, they're the perfect size. It's like they're made to dip one of your balls in them.
I'm trying to be a responsible broadcaster.
No, we're discussing this seriously.
I need to know for science.
Yes, this is science.
I don't have the equipment necessary, so my curiosity is tenfold.
Listen.
I need to know.
Right, I got to do a little research.
It's
if I have to shave my nuts,
that's gotta
I don't
be
know
some
if I'm
going to
do
it. Blind taste testing.
Blind?
Well, Can we get someone?
It's pretty blind as it is. You're doing it with your balls.
Can somebody from the sales department get like Gillette or somebody to sponsor this thing? Is there some Chinese food restaurant that will bring the soy sauce in here?
You have a better chance at that than Gillette putting their name on this study. You know? What's the new place in Worcester there? The Wang Wang? There's a new place in Worcester. It's on Park Ave there.
Oh, please make this a reality.
Wing Wang.
Please.
I'm just asking, Mike. But I just, if it's only soy sauce, I'm not going to do it.
I don't know.
It's like, what about sweet and sour? And what about honey mustard?
Tabasco. Come on.
No, sriracha. You don't want hot stuff. You don't want to put hot stuff on your junk. That's not funny. That hurts.
You wanted that stripper in Montreal to use the lollipop.
I didn't want her.
It's just as dangerous.
She offered.
Mm-hmm.
That cost a lot of money.
I'm just saying I don't have the equipment.
That's the most expensive lollipop I've ever bought.
So I'm just curious. Mike Hsu from the 508. We need to know for science, Mike.
Come on, Mike. Not a scientist.
Be a scientist.
I'm just a DJ.
Sriracha.
Gosh. He may be open to the idea of dipping his balls in soy sauce.
Oh, absolutely. As long as it goes along with the cleanse.
Well, see, that's the thing. I don't know if soy sauce... You got to look that up, if soy sauce is cleanse approved for you. And then if it is...
Well, I think the cleanse is just from my mouth, so I think we're good.
Do you shave your...
Of course.
You do?
Yeah. You don't?
Am I supposed to?
Michael.
Hey, it's Bad Wolves. This is killing me slowly. It really... Which brings up the question, if you dip your balls in pudding, can you taste... I got a couple of snack packs left over. Because you never had the pudding with the whipped cream on it. You said, well, was that a thing? And I was like, oh my God, you're in Rumspringa.
It's not a thing.
But that'd be cool.
So
just soy sauce. This dude on TikTok did it, says you could taste the soy sauce. There's some scientific study that mice can somehow taste things through their testicles. I think this is a classic example of Tide Podism.
Yes.
Where some guy's doing it and says this happens, but not really. He's just seeing how many other people are going to do it. And you know, there's tons of people on the text line now saying, I'll dip my balls in soy sauce.
Do you have to nominate three people, too?
I don't know. Yeah, that's right. It's a soy sauce ball dipping pyramids. You know, just
get three people to sign up.
I don't, you know, I'm so curious. But at the same time, I know that's what this guy's doing. I just don't think, it's a real thing.
So are we going to do it on the show? Do I have to break the cleanse?
I want to dip my balls in it. If you want to do it, Josh, that's fine. Apparently I'm ill prepared because I don't shave those.
Yeah, why not?
I just don't.
Are you afraid?
Yeah, I don't like putting a blade there. I don't.
All right. Okay.
I don't have them on me. My wife has had them in her purse for 20 years. Jesus.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah.
You know, I wonder if she dipped them in soy sauce in Worcester, if I could taste it here in Boston.
Ooh, it's like if something happens to one twin, okay. Does the other one?
All right, that's enough. This is just, oh God.
But I also nicknamed my testes. My left one is James Westfall, and my right one is Dr. Kenneth Noisewater.
All right, listen, we got tickets to give away today to Rammstein. Rammstein! Yeah, they're playing Gillette Stadium.
Yes.
And I was like, what? But I think we all think the reason is because they are saying that this is going to be one of the greatest pyrotheatrical, they're calling it, experiences ever. And if you've seen Rammstein in the past, it's all about the fire and the explosions. Yeah. And sometimes the leather chaps and a fake penis. But mostly fire. What? So they're playing Gillette Stadium in September. We've got a couple of pairs of tickets to give away. We'll do that in the 5 and the 6 o'clock hour. You know what? If you've forgotten who Rammstein is,
How could you forget?
I know. How could you forget? Seriously, these guys are. Woo, we'll play some coming up here real soon. You know, we'll play some for the harder, faster ride home, too.
Oh, brush up on your German.
Yeah, brush up on your Rammstein and your fire and your chaps. So we got that going on today. Any other questions, testicle-related or otherwise, feel free to call us, 617-764-9223, or hit us up on the text line. So we're doing this whole discussion about... people online dipping their balls in soy sauce and saying they're able to taste it. And I'm sorry you have to hear this, Will. Will, our traffic guy, came in and he's just like, "What? Why do I even come in here?" And so now Josh says he's going to do it. So we didn't have any soy sauce, so I had to order a poo-poo platter. And we're patiently waiting for that. That's what radio is all about. That's what we do with the public airwaves. So when do you want to do this?
As soon as possible.
I know. It's killing Josh because I ordered a poo-poo platter from Happy Garden.
Smells amazing.
I know. It smells amazing in here.
I didn't even think about that.
I just ate a crab rangoon and a chicken finger, and they're delicious.
Mm-hmm.
I'm probably going to need a nap later, just to warn you. But I asked for extra soy sauce. You really want to do this?
Yeah.
Okay. Then we'll have to do it during the 5 o'clock hour, I guess?
Oh, okay.
Or do you want to do it? We can do it sooner, Josh.
No,
hey, you're nuts.
Whenever the people want it to happen, I'll do it.
All right. Well, text us, 97107. You want Josh to do it now or maybe in the 5 o'clock hour?
Am I going to get in trouble with HR for doing this?
No. It's consensual. I'm asking you to do it.
All right.
Everything's consensual.
All right.
All right.
We don't have a lock on the door either.
I'll just keep the on-air light on. Okay. That usually keeps people out of here. Okay, so, you know, we're going to prove it right now. This is science.
Yeah.
People say, you guys are so immature, you're children, you know, you're juvenile. No, this is all online now, and if there's any kids listening, this is an important lesson in science.
Yeah, that you can taste things with other parts of your body.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Everybody's saying now. All right, well, let's get ready, play a couple of tunes here, and then we'll do it before the fourth. You need on the WAF big gig at WAF.com. Sorry, I just woofed down got out to my teeth. Beef teriyaki from the poo-poo platter I ordered because...
You have not been able to keep the food out of your hands.
Well, I'm sorry if it's delicious. Well, I'm not on a cleanse, Josh. Don't guilt me into this.
You're bullying me.
You're the one...
You're eating in front of me and crunching loud.
We had to do this to get soy sauce in the building. That was the only way.
That it was the only way to get that much Chinese food?
Look... I said, give me a big bucket of artery closing food, and they said, you want the poo poo platter for two, and so that's what I got. And I asked for extra soy sauce, which apparently you and Josh volunteered for this. He's going to dip his balls in it because that thing's going around online. This guy right here. I'll play this guy right here. Hold on a second. This guy's on TikTok, claims he could taste soy sauce by putting it on his scrotum.
God, I can taste the salt. That's ridiculous.
Obviously, he's a scientist.
And I want that.
And Josh wants to do this. And it's been proven to happen in labs with mice. And Josh is almost the same size. So we're going to try to do it. We're going to kick off the fort. A lot of people are asking what we're doing. So we're going to hold off. I know I asked if you wanted us to do it now.
People are panicking.
Or later. But there's in between the hundreds of texts that say now. There's like this 508 text that says, would you mind explaining what the hell you're doing with the soy sauce? And this 978 texter, what is happening? I just got in the car and caught half of it. So we'll kick off the 420 smoke break next, and then Josh will. All right. Well, are you ready to do this, Josh? I mean, we've been talking about it since we came in here.
Yeah.
Carrie brought it up at first that, you know, on TikTok, there was this guy who put this scientific theory to a test, and he was able to taste soy sauce through his scrotum.
Yeah. Hold up now.
That guy right there. Obviously, he has some kind of doctorate in chemistry or biology.
Clearly.
So, you know, a lot of people are saying you can't do that. Oh, yeah, it's absolutely true. It's been proven to happen in mice in a lab, but they always say that.
Yeah.
So we thought we'd make
our... Did the mice tell you that
they could
taste it?
Oh, it's like, hey, I can taste the soy sauce in my little mice balls.
Thank you, mouse.
So we decided to make the WAAF studio into a lab, and I'm going Instagram live right now.
Oh, you are?
Yeah, because we got to document this. So if you want to follow along, it's Mike Hsu AAF on Instagram. We're going live. So I'm live right now, Josh. Say hi to everybody.
Hi, how's it going?
And so we've taken we've closed all the shades. Yes. We usually have the shades open, but we close the shades. I put a sign on the door telling people not to enter until further notice.
Because the door does not have a lock.
No, and we don't need another HR nightmare happening here.
All right.
And
are the empty packets,
right,
so that you can tell it's real.
Those are the empty packets. I ordered a poo-poo napkin platter, which is right here. And delicious, by the way. Happy Garden. Good job on the poo-poo platter.
And then we got the soy sauce right
there. Here's the soy sauce right there. Now, just to let you know, you're not going to see anything, of course, because Instagram won't allow that. Our company won't allow that. What I'm going to capture is the look on Josh's face once he places his testicles in the receptacle.
Yes. Now, this is for science.
Obviously.
And
it's just like being in elementary school.
Yeah. All right.
All right. You ready? Are you doing it now? Are you seriously
doing
it? Okay. All right. So I got a close up of Josh's face right now. Here we go. We're going in.
Let me take my headphones off.
Yeah. You might, just in case. Now.
All right. Here's the bowl of soy sauce.
Okay. Okay. You almost got a nut shot there. Hold on.
Oh.
Okay. There we go. All right. I'm going to move over so I can get your face.
All right. The angle is very weird. We're going to have to.
What? Okay. Yeah. Don't worry, you're totally blocked right now.
All right.
You're totally blocked. Okay. And you're doing it?
I am.
Okay.
It's cold.
Is it cold?
Yep.
Can you taste anything? Can you anything?
Not yet.
Anything at all?
Gotta let the blood flow
No?
A little bit. I can't tell if it's because I'm smelling it and I'm on a cleanse and I'm oversensitive.
Right. Just to let you know, Josh hasn't eaten anything. He hasn't. He can't eat anything. He's on this cleanse, so he hasn't eaten anything salty or anything like that. And
like when I go to the grocery store now, I can smell the bread aisle.
Right.
The bread aisle has a smell.
Are you tasting anything now with your? Are you soaking in it right now?
I am.
And you're tasting anything?
It's more of like I'm experiencing the soy sauce.
What do you mean? You're not tasting it.
Like, not in my mouth, but I...
Is it more psychological? Is that what you're saying?
I think so. I can smell the soy sauce, but...
Well, that's because it's right under your nose.
But a smell is a taste, right?
Well, I don't know. It's just...
I'm going to say, yeah, I can taste it.
Seriously?
Yes.
Are you serious?
Yes.
This is science, Josh. We're not messing around.
Didn't they do this experiment on Zoom once?
No, I don't think Zoom ever did this with soy sauce.
Yeah, yeah.
No, you can can't.
Yes, a little bit.
No, you're just saying that because you want me to do it now.
No. Well, I mean, you do have to... You're going to eat the soy sauce, right?
That was never agreed upon. Oh.
I don't know how to remove the bowl.
What do you mean? Just take it out from under there. You have a napkin?
Maybe I don't want to.
Okay.
Let's
sum up with our conclusion on our experiment here, just like in biology class.
I was a little skeptical.
Right.
That was my hypothesis.
Yeah.
And
This texter saying you need to swallow. Do you taste anything?
Yes.
Seriously?
Yeah. I mean,
really?
I didn't have the reaction of the TikTok kid, but...
You didn't have the... No? No? What about this reaction?
Shred it, bro!
Yeah. It's more of a shred it kind of feel.
Huh.
I don't know how to... It's going to drip everywhere.
Okay, why don't we go to...
My whole three-piece set.
Why don't we go to we'll go to a song here.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.